Right, welcome back to the broadcast. It is Eric the Freedom Screamer on Resurrect the Republic, filling in for Tom Lacovara. Tom will join us as sporadically as he can. The Witch's Halfway House has got their tentacles sunk into him still, and we're praying for the day when he's completely freed up. And so, but thank you for joining us tonight. Don't forget to support the network. This is public broadcasting. This is it. This is the stuff. This is the, we rely on you. If you're listening to this and you can afford to donate and you have not, man, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to wake up. I don't want to say you're going to, but I'm just here. Here's just a little. Here's the worst case scenario. You wake up one morning and RBN is tumbleweeds and cobwebs and gone. All right. So, and I've seen it happen to other broadcasting outfits. They come under severe attack. Classic example was AM 1310, the Sunshine Network. S-O-N-S-H-I-N-E, as in the Son of God. That's, it was a Christian libertarian thing. It was when Alex Jones was kind of a little more for real and was talking about the Illuminati and the New World Order and the globalist corporations and the forces behind the deep state. So, you know, if people support the broadcast and support the network, please. If you can afford to donate, please do. If you cannot, be a force multiplier. And I'm going to ease my way out the door and bring in my little dog. He's out there, and I don't want to leave him out there too long tonight. So, please, if you cannot support the network financially, please be a force multiplier. Pick a couple of websites this week. Most of you have a computer or a smartphone. And pick a couple of websites. Go to the comment section and or any other place. There's a public bulletin board. And post a link to this broadcast. Post some information about the network. Let people know what's going on out here. And then you've done your part. We already understand you're not going to wake up all the sheeple, but you can try to wake up. Get touch those hearts and minds that are fertile ground for liberty and truth. They're out there, and they're waiting for you all to get a hold of them and spread. And there's a lot of people kind of just spinning around left to right in circles. What's going on? Oh, my God. Who's in charge? Where's the deep state? Who works for whom? Is Donald Trump for real or not? Is he a Republican or a liberal Democrat? The answer is the latter. He's absolutely doing everything a liberal Democrat would do. Is he a Zionist? Absolutely. The truth is here. You're going to get a lot of sanitization at other broadcasts. They're still hyperventilating about the email scandal and the sex scandal and the Comey this and the Mueller that and the Hillary this and the Obama that. These are front people for the Zionist banking establishment who finances the executioners in the Vatican and the intelligence agencies. Don't exclude any part of this enemy. Is it the Zionists? Or is it the Vatican? It ain't that. It's both. I can assure you, when I went into the surrogate court in upstate New York, and I watched the atrocities being committed and private property, including human flesh, children seized by CPS, everything dished off to the Vicar General's office. The Vicar General doesn't say Zionist General, and it doesn't say Vicar Jew. It's the Vicar General for the Vatican. Without the executioners in the Vatican, the churches, and whether it's, I don't care if it's the Church of Islam, I don't care if it's the Church of Judaism, I don't care if they're Jesus deniers, I don't care if it's Church of whoever, they're all at the high, if it's an international globalist entity, you can be assured they are not working for the Creator. They're working for the exact opposite. They're working to destroy and gain as much order out of as much chaos, order out of chaos, that's their motto, as they possibly can. So when I went into the surrogate court, I didn't see any member of the Rothschild family show up and, you know, and here, do this, do that. I didn't see the Warburgs show up. They have to send hitmen, hit women. Oh, Gloria Navarro, Anna Brown, Judge and Michelle, these women judges are there. They seem to be, the system seems to be eager to put women in the judiciary because people will be less likely to question an atrocity, a murder, a family being destroyed and torn apart. An admiralty law decision that trumps common law, the denial of the Creator and anything truly just. So, people will be less likely to criticize it if it comes from a woman. A woman couldn't do that. They're the nurturing, loving, caring ones. Yes, they are the good ones, and that's what they're supposed to be. They're not supposed to be witching around in a black robe with the word God behind their head in a unified state court posing as a county court, or vice versa, state court, federal court posing as a lawful state court or county court. So anyway, that's a disturbing trend, is the atrocities being committed by women judges. It's just extra grotesque when that happens. So I didn't see Warburg's or Rothschild or Baruch's. I didn't see Earl Baruch. He was financing a deal and then handing the paperwork and the orders off to the vicars, the bishops, the judges, the senators, the congressmen. Okay? So let's not let ourselves be deceived into thinking that it's this or that. The two largest entities in the world, as far as power structure, would be the Zionists and the Vatican. And the Zionists absolutely finance all of this, but they can't do it. They can't enact it. They've got to have plantation bosses. I'm going to see if I can pull up our upstate New York plantation boss without getting white screened. Oh, here we go. This is from North Coast News. We had a local woman here named Rachel Barnhart, who was a reporter for one of the corporate-owned news stations, and then she was about to run for political office as a Democrat. Don't you love it when the media people take over the political establishment? It happened up here with Rich Funke, who was a news sportscaster on the local radio station, and now he's a New York State senator, and he's towing the party line. You should hear the milquetoast garbage coming out of his mouth. Of course, he talked a really good patriot game like Trump did, before he was collected to get that office. Boy, he's got a lie. Oh, my dog agrees. Calm down. Okay, that is, Benny agrees with me fully and wholeheartedly, and the dogs are usually very intuitive and know what's going on. I'm going to read a little snip out of this article here, blah, 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 because we're getting back to our plantation boss here in upstate New York. And I'll cut right to the chase. His name is Arnie Rothschild. Arnie is a cute nickname for Arnold. I wonder if he's one of the Rothschild banking establishment families. Okay. There was a poll done, and they were trying to find who was behind the poll, and it was the former mayor, blah, blah, blah. Okay, listen to this. Rothschild has close ties to Rachel Barnhart and Rachel Barnhart is the local reporter trying to run for political office as a Democrat. Rothschild has close ties to Barnhart through family connections. So while it is intriguing that a Republican strategist, Arnie Rothschild, is helping a Democrat, it is not completely shocking. He is assisting her. This would be the second Democrat he openly supports outside of his current arrangement with Mayor Warren. Did you get that? When Marcassini, the town Nazi police pimp, in Gates, New York, was running for political office to be a U.S. congressman and take his tyranny federal so he could bring it back to the local. He dropped, when he had an interview on this Marcassini running for Congress, he was the mayor of Gates, New York, or the supervisor, you gotta love that. And he, on the radio, he dropped one name during his 30-minute interview on WYSL, and you want to know whose name he dropped? Arnie Rothschild. And Marcassini was running as a Republican. Why would he not name the chief Republican strategist, Arnie Rothschild, who has openly supported multiple Democrats to get into office in New York? So you see, okay, you got your Rothschild Zionist, and you got your executioners in the media, in the CIA, in the Jesuits, and they're prominent. Was Peter King lying when he admitted, they said, Bill Bennett, we have to use our Jesuit skills to convince American people that we need a one-world government and constant war. That was the Rothschild speaking. He needs the executioners from the church. And boy, if you can dress them up in the religious drag, like a bunch of transvestite queens, pointy hats and long gowns and big beards and all this weird stuff and yarmulkes and idiot crescent moons on their flat, bizarre crap. I don't care where this Islam, Judaism, Catholicism, Islamism. We got a call, but let's go right to it, or I will forget. I apologize for the ones who I kind of put on hold for too long. Who do we got, Mike? Announce yourself. All I heard was the
No, it's Andy in Texas.
Andy, my friend, good to hear your voice. How are you? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, hey, big shout out to Gary. Is he with you today?
I hope so. Gary and Chris, are you with us tonight?
This is Gary Dodd. I'm here from Michigan. Yeah.
Hey, well, Gary. Gary and Andy, I'm going to turn it over to you for a minute while I have a couple of bites of soup.
All right. Hey, well, it was kind of, this was a broad kind of situation, but, you know, first I want to say congrats to this particular show. You guys by far covered the Nevada and Oregon situation phenomenally in comparison to most other places. We got little interviews on these other radio stations and whatnot, but right here you get the bee's knees right here. Having said that, my comment is that when we get to a point where the lawmakers who make the laws are not required to follow them and get away with all these law breaking, yet they, with impunity, enforce these laws against their constituents. When this happens, it's up to the people to right this wrong. We can't stand around and let these lawless people, we know who they are, I need not even say it, but we'll start with Hillary Clinton, and then there's a treasure trove of about 150 other people that certainly should be behind bars right now. But you can get a speeding ticket, boom, $35, $50, $175, whatever it might be, and you can get a tail light, and they can take that from you. You get a DUI, you're thrown in jail. These people can get a DUI, they walk away. They can get a speeding ticket. Oh, it's you. I'm sorry. Walk away. This is the craziness.
I'm going to interrupt my enjoyable break for a couple of bites of food. I got to jump in here because we just had a Judge Anastasio, on her way to arraignments at court, drunk out of her mind, crashes her car. There was a victim in this situation. She cops a plea just to get out of jail, and now she's trying to retract the plea because she said, I was in jail and I was stuck and I just had to plead guilty to get out. Don't you understand, Mr. and Mrs. Fellow Witch? Oh, you've got to love it. Look it up on the internet. You'll see the articles. Judge Anastasio, upstate New York, drunk driving, blah, blah, blah. By the way, one of the other political prostitutes, woman, was drunk and crashed her car into somebody else driving, a real victim in this situation, and she tried to bribe the police in East Rochester to get off the charge. Oh, yeah, so you're right. Back to you guys.
Hey, well, since you went there, real-life story happened to me. Got a DUI, paid $5,000 to a lawyer, gave him the cash, boom. He immediately jumps into, let me finish this case real quick, going with the plea bargains. So I'm like, no, I'm not accepting this. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing this. No, push on. And so we finally get to a trial date. And he comes in and says, look, this is the last chance you got to take a plea bargain. And he goes, hey, I just want to let you know, the prosecuting attorney's mother just got hit by a drunk driver the other night. And I looked at him and I said, are you a lawyer? I gave you $5,000. Are you a lawyer? She needs to recuse herself. She's biased. Get her out of here.
You say the judge was involved in the plea and said this is your last chance, or was that the lawyer?
No, that was my lawyer. They said that to me. He said, this is your last, because we were going to trial. He said, I think I can get a last-ditch effort in here for a plea bargain. And I said, well, and then when I said, no, I don't want to do that, because he was offering jail time. It's like, look, dude, I didn't hurt nobody. Anyway,
the prosecutor had somebody
hit by a DUI or whatever. That totally takes her off my case. Now she's biased. There's no reason for her to even be there trying me at this point.
Absolutely.
And the lawyer tried to play me through that.
surprise, surprise. The reason I asked that question is because we had a problem here when the judge, even the bar's own rule, regulations and ethics committee and all their statutes within the bar dictate that it is not only improper, it can be illegal for a judge to involve himself in plea negotiations, i.e. telling the defense lawyer, you better tell your client, Mr. Smith, they're going to jail if I don't if you don't take this plea, and you know, I probably got. They can't do that. They're supposed to shut the f up until the whole thing, until the right. And they won't. But they're involved. They think they think their mommies and daddies of all us giant children. And you want to talk about who the real children are? The moral infants in the government. Absolutely. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, you know, and at the end of your trial, before they pass judgment, the judge coyly looks at you and says, have you been threatened in any way, shape, or form to take this plea that you're about to enter into? Or, you know what I'm saying? And you've been nothing but threatened the entire time.
I heard it. I said yes.
I said yes.
Good. Good for you, because I watched it happen here where the attorney, Joe Pellick, told a guy who I met in court, and I helped him do some courtroom observing. I ran into him on somebody else's case, and he said, here's what I'm going through. Can you help me? I said, sure, I'll do observing. I helped him file paperwork. I did research, downloaded stuff off the computer. And his lawyer, Joe Pellick of Bath, New York, told him that the judge says you're most likely going to go to jail if you don't take the plea. She's supposed to keep his mouth shut and stay out of it. He's not supposed to be making threats via the defense attorney against the accused, who aren't accused of anything. This guy was accused of DWI because he refused the blood test. So they had no evidence that he was drunk, and they threatened him so much that he ended up taking a plea when he shouldn't have. He would have won that jury. I was there passing out flyers. I could tell that jury they would have never convicted him without the evidence. And they didn't have the evidence. The trooper wrote him a ticket on the spot that says, you're under the influence because you won't give us your blood so we can actually find out what the truth is. So here's the lie. And your license is automatically suspended for 2 weeks until you hear from the DMV. So the New York State Police are running around suspending a people's license on the spot. It's disgusting. And this is because
without a conviction.
Because you got the Republican strategist, Arnie Rothschild, managing, you know, fully supporting the Democrats, and we're getting the same thing in the Goldman-Trump administration. This is nothing more than year number 29 of the George Bush Sr. administration. You got Eric Prince coming in wanting to privatize, where is it here? Oh, we got a break.
Oh, hey,
I'll be right back after this break, yeah. Hold tight. Andy, hold on. You make a great call. Hold tight. It's Eric DeFries.
Thank you, sir.
On the RBN Network. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And won't you listen if you can't say anything real nice? It's better not to talk at all, that's my advice. We're splitting, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's best we do. Here's a kiss and I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Well, it makes no difference how I carry on. You remember, you can't talk about me when I'm gone, to do the boogaloo. Makes no difference how I carry on. Won't you remember, please don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Let me remind you, please don't talk about me. Don't want you to talk about.
We're back. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for your patience, Andy. I got something about interrupting Sammy Davis Jr. is a big no-no. I love that. So anyway, Freedom Screamer. We got Gary, we got Chris, we got Andy in Texas, and I'm going to, I was just alerting everybody that upstate New York has its own Rothschild, personal Rothschild family plantation boss, Arnie Rothschild. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, hey, I would have been disappointed if you interrupted him. That was beautiful. That was wonderful. I like the way you let music play out on your show, man. That's awesome. Anyway, so my theory here is I don't think anybody should take a plea bargain. There's nothing in the Constitution. I've read through it. I can't find anything about plea bargains. That's not even a way to deal with crimes that you've been accused of. That's not even a possibility. But they have implemented this and whatnot. And the sad part is that when you get somebody who gets off of a crime, okay, this person beats the crime. He went to trial. He won. So now the next laws to be made in the city, the state, or whatever, say several people find the same loophole that guy did, and they get off of the crime. The next loophole to be filled is in legislation, whether it be state, county, city, federal, whatever. They're going to plug that hole again. They don't want you to come in there and not get convicted. This is total extortion, and it's enslavement, because these people are throwing us behind bars without harming a single person. We didn't do anything wrong, but they think we. It's like we're kids and they're giving us a timeout. But they're putting us in a group of people that are all in timeouts. We're all in timeouts together while we're sitting in jail. And it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, if I killed somebody, yeah, put me behind the bars. At least, you know. But, I mean, with this presumption of innocence until proven guilty, and yet they punish you before you're even convicted, like sending people, well, you better get into alcohol class before you go to court, man. Yeah, no, you'll get more time if you don't get in. Well, you better enroll in this anger. I mean, they got all these different requirements for you, or they tell you, well, you have to go do this. A victims panel. Well, you had a DUI. Well, you got to go to a victims panel and watch all these dead people talk about how their relatives were dead. No disrespect to those people who died. But, you know, they're punishing you. They're giving you a punishment well before you've been convicted. And then they have
they're giving you punishment for things that are punishable. They're punishing people for disobeying. That's what it is. You didn't obey the witch's court. You didn't obey the court order. The reason the Wicked Witch of the West, Gloria Navarro, was hanging on to these people, she publicly stated, oh, you show no respect. You show disrespect for the federal rules and codes. Too bad, lady. You're the only idiot. Yeah, right. You're the one stupid enough to sign up with the federal idiot government, then put on the black robe of the witch and expect that you're going to be a good guy or girl. It's absurd, and it's really scary and disgusting how many people have been brainwashed into believing in the system and believing that Donald Trump's going to come along and right the ship. I just, when I step back and kind of look at the big picture, it's ungodly unbelievable. He has to have a giant pick because of his billions. I'm sure he does. And because of the Masonic, Zionist, and Vatican influence on his life and his fortune, he's got a payroll he could probably hire hundreds of thousands of people just to make calls to radio shows and say Trump is great. Hear what they're pushing over on InfoWars? Trump is the greatest president ever. Better than George Washington. And they actually opened up that topic. Is he better than George Washington? Well, I think he is. He's facing greater challenges. Oh, yeah. George Washington was living in an ivory tower, eating caviar, and dating supermodels. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Trump is something else. That's for sure.
All right. And you listen, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you on the next call. We'll be right back with Gary and Chris.
All right, sir.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Friends, welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is probably, I don't know, but as far as the mother relatively major broadcasts that are on any type of network, this is about the only place you can go and hear an activist. Hear activists, plural. The news is great, and the broadcasters on this network especially do just, and it's essential. Someone's got to do that. And they do a fantastic job, but this is the broadcast that stands on activism. Okay, and I think part of the reason, this is just a suspicion into the human, kind of the human psychology, that people tend to focus on the Jew thing, and this is not talking about the people who have real historical discretion, because we do understand what the Zionist and banking establishment is and what they do and how long they've been around and where they are. But I think it's to the people that focus on just the Jew thing and to the exclusion of the Vatican power and the Church of Rome and the Church of England. It's partly because maybe you don't have to do anything then. You're never going to get your hands on, well, unless you want to go talk to Arnie Rothschild. He's up here in Rochester, New York. You could probably find him somewhere. I'm sure he has layers of security. But you're not going to be able to get in and talk to Pimp Francis in the Vatican in Rome. You're not going to be able to get Rothschild, a chat with him, very rare. I mean, I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but the chances of affecting any change directly on those people is slim. You could go into the court and see Vicar General. It doesn't say Zionist General. It says Vicar General. And then he's getting somebody's kid right here in town. So does he sit around hyperventilating about the Jew Illuminati conspiracy when the Vicar General's the one using Judge Calabruso in the Witches' Court and Judge Bartlett in Schoharie County to seize children from their families through CPS, legal and lawful, trafficking in child flesh, and the first person that gets delegated by the Witches' Court to quote-unquote examine the children is the Vicar General's Office, Catholic Charities. Where is the one single place where Hillary and Donald Trump got together and chummed up and met while they were running for office, president against each other and trash-talking and crap-talking each other and blah, 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 and he did this and she did that and his husband did this and there's them, like giant children, they know they can appeal to the child mind. Anybody want to guess? Does anybody know? Or should we make a game out of it and take the whole show and take calls and guess where Donald and Hillary appear together? Oh, now, I'm not talking about a debate. What event did they appear together at dressed up real nice? Yeah, I'm sure George Washington, while he was freezing his ass off at Valley Forge with the rest of his men, I'm sure he had a little more shoes and coat because he was a bit of an elitist at the time, but he was the commander-in-chief for a real war, which is the war of a revolution to fight for freedom. Yes, the Masons were everywhere. Did George Washington defect from the Masons? I think he did. I don't know if he ever repented and totally renounced publicly like Eisenhower did with the military-industrial complex, like JFK did with the secret societies. But you know, is Donald Trump a better president? Do you think while George Washington was freezing his ass off at Valley Forge, meanwhile, on the other side of the history, the greater president Donald Trump is living in the Twin Towers of Mordor, gold-plated everything, including the toilet that he craps in, caviar and the finest of everything, billions of dollars. Oh, and occasionally he'll help a homeless person. He'll do a PPP or he'll build a few sections of the wall. This is called window dressing. Kabuki theater. This is a ruse. It's a scam. It's a Shakespearean play. Scaramouche. Oh yeah, wasn't there a guy in political office recently named Scaramucci? How about Pompeo? Wasn't there a general in the Roman army named Pompey? How about McMaster? Funny that the man in charge of the entire thing right now is nicknamed Master. You see the name? How about the Vicar General of Albany, New York? David Berberian. B-E-R-B-A-R-I-A-N. One letter away from the word barbarian that cannot be by accident. They play the name game. This is a Masonic thing. The Vatican manages the intelligence agencies. The Zionists finance the Vatican. Get it? All right. Gary and Chris, how are you tonight? Gary, you got seniority. Take us into comment and prayer.
Howdy. It was really great. It was great to hear from Andy, and I really appreciated his comments there, Eric. And I'd like to say this about the show also, too, as kind of a new member of things. I really appreciate you. You know that, Eric, very much, and your efforts to bring forth the truth. And I know you don't get too excited about it, as you can tell sometimes. But regardless, we have Chris on there, and what a very knowledgeable man he is, both in the law of man, and also in the laws of the scriptures. Very, very well read, and it's a joy to join with him, and along with Laurie Anderson, a great reporter, and it's a real pleasure for me to listen to these people who have put their self and their witness out here in the behalf of liberty and freedoms. And of course, we mentioned John Lamb, and everybody knows Tom Lactavar. I have not met him personally, except by the radio. So with that, I would say it's been wonderful to know all these folks. And we got Mike on the board. We got to applaud him. I see he picks up things so quickly. It scares me because he's got an answer almost before you got the question out. But
that is
true. You know, I listen very carefully to what's said here, because what's being said is very, very important, and it follows along. Now, you mentioned prayer. I just like to take a moment here, and I asked this question last night, but I didn't get in because things were going very good. You know, we have all these problems, and I would like to, I ask the question all the time of myself and friends and Bible study group, and different folks that I commingle with. You know, what we know all these problems. What is the remedy? I just like to just have everybody just take a look at the book of Jonah. If I may do that, Eric, I'd appreciate it very much. And I know our Father God by you would, because this concerns Jonah and the people and a king, which they don't mention which king it is. I'm sure you could study it out. I haven't done that. In chapter 3 of the book of Jonah, it's a whole chapter, it's 10 verses. And it says in the first verse, it says, "And the word of Yodivahi came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee," which the "I bid" means tell thee, I tell thee. "So Jonah arose and went in unto Nineveh, according to the word of Yodivahi." Now Nineveh was a exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. "And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh going to change the page here. This is coming from a King James Version of Scriptures. And then of a believe, Yodibahi, and proclaimed a fast, and put on a sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And this is what the king wanted everybody to do by the instructions that Jonah was given the people of Nineveh. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything, let them not feed nor drink water. A fast is called them. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto Yadibahi, yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if Yodibahi will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And Yodibahi saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways, and Yodibahi repented of this evil, and he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Now that ends that little point, but that is just one of my favorite chapters in all of Scripture. And this is what I have suggested over the time, no matter where I'm at in my little self, is this. We need to repent. We need a spiritual leader, okay, that will do the laws of what the Father, our Yodibahi, he has instructed us to have. He always gave us a leader. He had Moses at the time to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, give them the promised land, give them the greatest wealth on the face of this earth that would produce beautiful crops. And by the way, all those crops had all the organs in the soils, and they would go up into the crop, and these people lived at least 130 years, 140 at that time. They'd already started to deplete the earth, as you can tell, but as it goes, and it kind of gets worse as we do it. So my point is, if we could do what it would cause to bring forth, what is the remedy? Well, the remedy in my mind is very simple. Okay, it's to repent and follow the laws of our Father, the Creator. These are the most important things. And as I turn 83 coming up here in a month or so, I say this to the folks. We have set the rest of the land here, as it says in Leviticus chapter 25 and throughout Scripture. We have did that, and there was a wonderful blessing. But it come far short of doing the every 7 years, and far short of the Golden Jubilee. There is so much truth in these Scriptures that we've been overlooked by the so-called pastors and these new, I call New Age boxes, veil boxes, because it's evident, it's very evident to me, listening to everything I hear, this is not a great country to live into like it could be. And with that, I yield.
Thank you, Gary. Extremely wise words from Gary. We appreciate that. And thinking about you up there in Michigan with your land and doing God's word with it, being blessed, I wanted to remind people to go to, I saw this happen tonight. We're going to just a little bit sidetracked here, because if I don't mention it now, I'm going to forget it, because I was thinking about Michigan, which is where Gary is. People go on to the weather, the satellite weather website that we've caught some serious weather manipulation on before. It's called IntelliCast Radar Weather, or IntelliCast.com. INTELLICAST, Intellicast. It's a weather thing, and they give you live satellite imagery over the whole planet. And I noticed last winter, especially, was when I got my, got on the computer a little more and started looking at things and checking out the weather pattern coming across. Where I was wondering, where's all this snow coming from? All right, we know it's coming from the Lord, but I wanted to see physically, geographically, the weather pattern. So I'm looking at, because I'm doing my research here, trying to bring the people some interesting truth, and I noticed that there was a specific point. And what I believe is the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Now, Gary, correct me if I'm wrong as I get my names and geographical bearings here. There's a peninsula that like a cape. It almost looks like Cape Cod. It comes out over the top from southwest to northeast, and I believe it's called Copper Harbor. And the reason
it's called the Keweenaw Peninsula.
The Keweenaw Peninsula, very good. And that
Keweenaw Peninsula, yes.
Okay, and this basically, for the listeners, it kind of sticks right out. It's a peninsula that sticks right out, up going kind of northeast, right out directly, kind of sticking out in the middle of Lake Superior. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. That's Superior, Lake Superior, the top, I believe it's the largest, and the northernmost lake, which borders Canada on the north and the peninsula on the south. Wisconsin and Michigan. So there's this cape coming up, and then up there is called Copper Harbor. And I noticed very oddly out of the mouth of this harbor, and it actually does kind of look like a mouth. It looks like the head of a dinosaur. When you go on your line and take a look, Intellicast radar loop, okay, you'll type in Intellicast, and it'll come. You'll see a satellite where it says radar, then you'll get a drop-down box. Get the radar loop, because what it'll do is it'll show you the movement of the weather. Where it's coming from, what it's doing. And spitting out of the mouth of this harbor in Copper Harbor, Michigan, it was just, it was weather spitting. Hard to describe other than it looked like a BB gun shooting blobs of weather, which would show up on the satellite, out of the mouth of this harbor. Because as I looked to the north up into Lake Superior, there wasn't any weather coming out of Canada, although there's two or three very suspicious places just over the Canadian border that will remain vibrant violet blue, which indicates the severe, the center of a intense weather, never moving, just sitting there and staying in that, and it's not a lake and it's not a city. So to me, it looks like a weather generating station because these very, Daryl in Alabama, you're good at this. Go on to Intellicast radar loop. I think I had to ask you to do this once before, and you did. You know what I'm talking about. But he can maybe call in and confirm what I was just looking at an hour before the broadcast. So I know it's going on right now. So it's a good time to kind of jump on this and get people to go there and realize that this. Okay, so as I look into Lake Superior and across up into northern Canada, there wasn't a lot of weather. It was all kind of emanating from the mouth of this harbor. And it would spread out kind of to the northwest and the south, northeast and the southwest. And the weather kind of began at this point. It wasn't rolling out of the Canadian Rockies across the plains and building up organically like it should and then moving. It was pop, 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 spitting out like bullets. Pop, 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 blobs of weather coming out of the mouth of Copper Harbor. Well, it turns out, and I have heard rumors that there's a weather-generating station up there. I haven't confirmed it or seen it. But as I dug into it, there's an enormous amount of copper deposit under the ground, which would be the ultimate conductor. We'll be right back after this break. Eric the Freedom Streamer on the RBN Network.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still, the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you're lonely too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Fire is dying now, my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane, where whips of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh. To hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. and to be once again with you.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Appreciate you joining us on the RBN Network. That's Gordon Lightfoot, Song for a Winter's Night. And I know we have listeners who are in prison right now. I got a letter from a gentleman once, and that he listens from prison. And I know you guys don't get a chance to sit around and play tunes too much, so it's nice to have. I think if I was in your shoes, it'd be nice to hear a full song once in a while if it was any good, and I think that's a good one. Thanks for joining us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. I want to thank Chris for being so incredibly patient. We'll be getting to Chris here right just before, if not, we'll just after the top of the hour. The top of the hour break is short, and I'll get right back into it. So I just want to encourage people to support the network because we rely on you. If you value in any way what you hear here, I don't care whether it enlightens your life, whether it brings you the scriptural word, whether Gary's words of wisdom, Chris's wisdom in the law, Eric the Freedom Screamer's activism, any of the other broadcasters, there's a bevy of positivity and action in this network. You're not going to find it really anywhere else, or I wouldn't be here. So I urge you to support the network. You know, if you can afford to do it and you haven't donated yet, make a point to do so. The network would appreciate it. It would stay up and running, and you can count on this continuing indefinitely. Boy, I can hear the vicars and the witches pulling their hair out now. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. We'll be right back with Chris in Las Vegas. Thanks for joining us on the RBN Network.
I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.